Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, Season 6, Episode 7. Today, I'm going to be sharing a life lesson from the life of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. The story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam's life is one that is filled with so many important lessons at every stage of his life. It is so hard to pick one, but the one I settled for this episode is the level of self-restraint and high moral value that he exhibited when the king's wife came onto him and tried to seduce him into committing adultery with her. She tried as much as she could, but the prophet was resolute into not giving in and immediately said a prayer asking Almighty Allah for help. In today's world, we're very quick to say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I hear people say that. But as Muslims, that should not be something that we should get used to. Yes, we are human beings. Yes, we are created to sin. But at the same time, Almighty Allah has given us full ability over our words and our actions. So we should be willing to do the hard work of actually training ourselves to be people of high moral value, to be people that are not quick to give into the desires of our flesh. We should be people that strive as hard as we can against selfish desires that our flesh asks us to indulge in. The greatest jihad you have to fight is going to be you fighting against your desires. In your first thought should not be for any reason to give into it. You must train yourself so much so that your first instinct should be, I don't want to sin against Almighty Allah, regardless of how tempting this situation is, or regardless of how hopeless this situation is. And if you find yourself in a bind, never ever forget, you have a creator that is closer to you than your jugular veins. So go to him and ask for help. Depend on him for your sustenance. Depend on him for help, even in situations that might look really, really dire and that might look like you don't have any other place for you to go. I remember this particular story, and even though it looked like a very dim situation where Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam did not have any other thing to do, like he could have done it and said, oh, you know, God, Almighty Allah, I really didn't have anything else to do, and maybe Almighty Allah would have forgiven him, but he chose to go through the route of being resolute in not disobeying Almighty Allah by committing adultery. So my advice for us today as Muslims is to always remember that no matter how bleak a situation might be, no matter how backed into a corner it might feel for you in a particular situation, try to pick the option of not giving into the selfish desires of your flesh and instead choose to please Almighty Allah no matter how difficult it is. And Almighty Allah will definitely and surely reward us for that. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Reflections Take a Minute. Make sure you share it to your family and friends and have a beautiful iftar. Not yet. Today I have to also share with you our dua prompt. And our dua prompt for today is from Surah Al-Araf, and it's chapter 7, verse 126, and it reads, Our Lord, shower us with perseverance and cause us to die as those who have submitted to you. Ameen. Thanks for listening.